This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida ahead of the start of his impeachment trial next Tuesday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Trump is filling out his legal team before the trial begins.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about alleged threats of surveillance of America's former top diplomat in Ukraine Friday, making his first statements that he believed many of the allegations would be proven wrong. Pompeo told a conservative radio program he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week, when congressional Democrats released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, that suggested that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched.
We will do everything we need to do to evaluate whether there was something that took place there. I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
The allegations, if true, are central to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, who faces a charge he abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and used military aid to the country as leverage. This is VOA News.